Meandering Mind by Eva Dillner. Read by Eva Dillner. If you love something, set it free. If it comes back to you, it is yours. If it doesn't, it never was. 1. Rumination pays off. For months, I've been chewing on the structure and approach of this book. At first, I thought I would write a book with meditations and instructions on how to live life in the flow. But that wasn't it at all, at least not now. It felt to me as if two books wanted to come through, one on business and one on relationships. Was I meant to write two books side by side? Quite a challenge. One book is quite enough of a project. I pondered the similarities in the books. In both, the premise would be to discover the potential of a group, individual, or relationship, rather than try to pound people into predetermined roles and organization charts. I experienced tremendous resistance to the idea of writing two books simultaneously. Self-worth issues surfaced that took me into a very deep and dark place. I questioned once again if writing was really my path. I painted, hoping to unclog the creative flow. How was this to get off the ground? I puttered with God knows what. I sorted papers, made phone calls, cleaned house, sat and stared into space, put my photo albums in order, played with my computer, daydreamed, had temper tantrums, you name it. I sure wasn't doing any writing. I felt frustrated. I laid on the couch and cried, feeling worthless and unworthy. I just couldn't get going. I could feel the stream of words just waiting to come out my fingertips into the books. But I couldn't find the end of the thread that would start to untangle the whole ball of yarn. I could see the whole ball, lots of threads here and there, all tangled together into a ball, but no start. Then one day, while I was doing the dishes, the answer fell into place. I had assumed that in being given two subjects, I was to make two books. The problem was that I had tried to separate relationships from work, to structure life into some compartmentalized cubes. I didn't live my life that way. My work and relationships intertwine into a whole flow. The two subjects were meant to be in one book. As this thought crystallized in my head, I saw how writing one book could be done as a diary, with one topic following another. I could explore thoughts, experiences, and theories without having to have the answers, without having to make a how-to book. I could be the philosopher that I truly am. I could ponder and observe and weave together my blend of life observations into a new whole. I would also have the opportunity to seed new thoughts, to pose new questions, as well as share my wisdom. Best of all, I wouldn't have to write from an expert point of view, like I knew it all. I could just be myself. What a relief. Yes, that was it. I want to stimulate you, the reader, into your own exploration and to